Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 601. I'm producer Gerald, and as always, I'm joined by Ryan Wall.
601.
Yes, 601.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
60. What have you done 600 times?
Besides wake up, go to work.
Shower, brush your teeth. Yeah.
Play video game.
What elective activity have you, what else have you made the decision to do 600 times? Not that's required of you, because you do need to shower. You do need to brush your teeth. You need to comb your hair. Like, what have you done by choice 600 times?
Like, I don't even know if I've played 601 basketball games or football games, like just outside.
Probably not. That's a lot.
Rode a bike 600 times. I don't think so.
No, and I don't know. You know, I rode a bike a bunch when I was little, but when you think of 600 times,
mm-hmm.
talk about riding a bike every day for 2 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Walmart 601 times.
Probably have been to Walmart 600 times, unfortunately. I would say that that's less of a, that's like sometimes you just freaking have to go.
Mm-hmm. Jerked off 601 times.
Absolutely. I was just talking about this month's stats now.
Mm-hmm.
Month stats. You'd have to go to the hospital. Yeah, for sure that.
No, let's see. Drive. No, you know, get you're getting your car. You drive 600.
Yeah, but again, things you have to do. Because say like you mow the grass, you do all that, but yeah, you have to.
Okay, so been to our mall 601 times without going to work, not doing work wise.
No way.
No.
You might have. There's zero way I have.
No, I don't think I have.
I'll escalate even more. I have. If you took every mall I've ever been to and added them together, it wouldn't be 600 times.
Yeah, I'm probably under that too.
Yeah, like every mall that I've ever gone to. I've never bought 600 of something except for video games.
Lego, I do have. I probably have over 600.
Yeah.
Probably around 1,000.
But you haven't put together 600 sets either.
No. No, I have not.
You should have, but you haven't.
Right. I just bought a bunch more. I got a bunch more coming in.
You know what's weird is I like to collect things. It bothers me that you don't put the Legos together.
Oh, it does me too.
And I'm a collector, so like I'm all about buying something to keep it in the box. I think my problem with your Lego is that the part of Lego I enjoy is putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the buying and having them. And so it bothers me that you're like not, in my opinion, doing the part that's the best about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I just realized last night was organizing some stuff. I forgot that I had bought the Big Bang Theory set. Oh, yeah. I forgot that I even bought that.
Oh, wow.
I moved something and it was like behind it, covered in dust. I was like, I don't even remember ever buying this.
Yeah, I just got the Natural History Museum. Normally I send you guys pictures of what I have, but I know some people get tired of me doing that.
You just mean friend of the show, Marshall 205?
Yeah.
Because he's always aggressive in the messages.
Yeah, so I got this one.
Oh yeah, that one's awesome.
Yeah, so about the museum, you can open it up, there's staircase, there's a dinosaur inside.
Here's the idea, Nintendo, or Lego, it's got a fucking back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way things should be.
So I bought that one, and at work, they were like, oh, you're going to put that together? I'm like, yeah.
That's a cool set. That guy looks like a douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll down, he's like in a chair, like reading in the background. Scroll down one more picture. Look at him.
Yeah, there he is, yep.
I don't like
sandals,
that guy.
Socks. Yeah.
I do like that set, though. Price tag, a little high for me.
Yeah, so I had a $100 coupon, so I got $100 off.
It is set 4014. It is not set 401. It is set 10326.
Yeah, pieces, 4,104 pieces. Yep. Seven minifigures.
Seven minifigs. Not a bad grab for minifigs. $299
mm-hmm.
on the price.
Yeah, so I picked that up.
That's cool. You know, it's kind of tiny inside.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Japanese.
There's the top floor.
Yeah, that's a cool set. I like that cherry blossom on the front. The poster's cool. Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
He's got birds. It has a little dog.
The statue. That's a nice set. It's just expensive.
Yeah. Can't zoom in, but the dog's over in the corner. Yeah, so I got that one. But they're asking, we were talking about putting together. They're asking me, he's like, man, you can put that together. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna put it together. When? I'm like, I'm gonna actually get a house to be able to put stuff together and to display it. Because the problem is, like, it comes in a box, but once you put it together, you can't put it back in the box.
Right.
The only ones you can for sure do that are the smaller sets, like the brickheads.
Now,
the brickheads you can put back together, you put it in a box.
You've created a little bit of like a situation, because let's say you bought a place, you had the room to put them together. Mm-hmm. You don't have the room to put everything together and display it, no matter where you're about to move to.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Oh no, I'm not gonna put everything together, but I would say majority, at least 80% of the stuff is gonna get put together.
I don't know that you have room for that.
I want it when I get this house built.
It'd have to be such a massive area.
No, I've seen people that have like smaller rooms than I have that have just as much stuff they're like crammed in.
I don't think so. And then where you put all the boxes.
Oh, you fold them up and you put them away.
You're gonna bust all the seams?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Well, no, you cut the tape and then you can just fold it. Flat down.
I just take one, just cut the front. That way I could slide everything back in and glue that flap down if I needed to be shady.
No, I would lay them flat.
I keep all the bags too.
I have, there's some sets I have kept the bags. Some of my older ones.
The poly bags that the sets come in. I keep like the, I throw those away. I keep like the plastic, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bags.
To let you know.
I keep those. I don't know why. I just do. I put them all in a Ziploc bag and put the bag back in there. Because if you're buying it secondhand, I feel like you want the bags.
Yeah.
Because you want every part of it.
Now, you know your instructions, you know, they have, if they have the QR code, you can get points for that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if they have a QR code, they added that on there like 2 years ago, 3 years ago to anybody. You scan your QR code and you get like 20 points, 25 points for that.
I haven't put a set together I did the ship in the bottle, but before that it's been too long. I love that ship in the bottle. It's a great set.
It is. I'll put that one together.
It's a great set.
That Big Bang Theory one, might not put that, the one I have, I might not put that one together.
You have it too?
Yeah.
Did you know that I had it?
I think I remember you saying you had it.
I don't think I knew I had that.
Yeah, I know someone else has it.
You know, sometimes when you see something, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that feeling. Like, I seriously saw that and was like, I don't remember that being. Here's how crazy that is. I don't even remember that being a set. It was as if the first time I ever knew that existed was yesterday.
When you found it.
Yeah, I found it and was like, oh, shit, I didn't know I had this. And I was like, I don't even think I knew this was a thing.
Yeah, it's a good set.
Yeah. I don't have anywhere to put it either, but I forgot that I even had it. I was looking at my stuff yesterday. You know, I don't clean the... Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is set 21302. I was looking at my shelves, and they've become disjointed where I just have thrown things up there, and I was like, I should go through and organize these, but here's what I'm thinking. I have just regular bookcases.
Yeah.
I almost would have to get a piece of, like, clear plexi that runs the full length of it. And just put magnets all along each shelf so that you just clip the plexi up there to keep the dust off of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem when you put a set up, the dust.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, the guy that we watched that was in the basement, now he's in like a shop.
Yeah.
How do you keep the dust off of stuff?
Yeah, you have to run filters or something, but you're still getting dust on there.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, then if you buy the display cases, you're looking at basically just doubling your how much you spend on it.
But I could take a cheap bookcase and I could do little tiny holes where I can drop a magnet in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can take just a piece of clear plexi and line all my magnets up and I could just stick that to the front.
Right.
It could be really thin plexi, just like 1/8 inch would be fine. Now, in a perfect world, you do shelf by shelf where you could clip it off.
Yeah.
As you want to get in one shelf. But I also see my cats hitting it and knocking piece by piece off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what really needs to happen for a Lego. I did just order a metal case for my office to put some of my antique stuff in, and it's glass doors on it. So it's like a metal file. It's like a metal locker, but it has glass doors on the front.
Yeah.
And So I'm going to put some of that in there, and maybe I'll look at getting rid of the bookshelves if I like this shelf and just lining the room with those.
Dude, that would be ideal right there.
Yeah, that one's cool. The one I got is more like a metal locker. I wanted something metal instead of something wood. It's white, black handles. But I'm thinking if I like it, I may line that room with those, get rid of the cheap bookshelves I have. That way everything is under glass. And then I ordered a light kit for that locker too so that I can put lighting in there. We'll see how it comes out. But if I like it, I may start switching those over. If I do one per paycheck, I'll get them switched out by the end of the year and not break the bank. And then I would have a room full of like nice display cases that I could put all my different junk and actually set it up.
Right.
We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. I would love to have, you know, the glass.
Yeah. Dust is an issue right now though.
Yeah.
I don't get like crazy dust, but I get dust.
Hey everybody, just to let you know, we had an issue during recording. For some reason, the recording stopped recording at this moment. So I'm going to go over the news that me and Ryan talked about. Not everything. There'll be some things I'm going to just leave out because Ryan's really had some important stuff on that. So I'm sorry. Don't know what happened with the recording. It just stopped out of nowhere. So let's go over a couple things real quick. Some of the news that we had on there, Astrobot had a limited edition controller, like I said last week. I did not was able to miss out on it. I did not get pick it up. Ryan didn't really care about getting it. But I did, was not able to. This controller was released on Friday for pre-order. I forgot all about it until Saturday. They already sold out. It's selling on eBay up to like $179 to up to $200. I've seen as low as $129 on eBay. But it's $79.99. It's going to come out September 6th, so maybe I'll be able to pick that one up. If you guys see that controller anywhere for pre-order, please let me know so I can pre-order because I really want to get this controller. Have to put on my shelf. Some Xbox news. Xbox is releasing a bunch of games coming out. Let's see. There's 20 games here. Here we go. Hidden Through Time, Destiny 2, Discovery. These games will be out August 13th, 14th, 15th, and so on. Hidden Through Time 2, Discovery, Pizza Bar Tycoon, Catch Request, Green Hell from Xbox Series X and S, Sam and Max, The Devil Plays House, Thief Simulator 2, Tiny Pixels Volume 1, Ninpo Blast, Farewell North, Hunt Showdown 1896, Kenna, Bridge of Spirits, Just Crow Things, Overboss, Phantom Spark, White Day 2, The Flower That Tells Lies, Complete Edition, Bloodhound, Castaway, EA Sports Madden 25, let's see, House of Golf 2, Mute Crimson DX, Rewind or Die, Sunnyside, and Tune to Mine. And then Mafia Definitive Edition, and then on August 13th, a 10-hour trial with XGP Ultimate, Madden 25. We're also adding some, if you're part of the members club for Xbox, the game, the perks. Every month, some games give out different perks for like Apex Legends, Idol Champions, The Rock of Blood Point, Bandstar Online 2, and Sea of Thieves. You get these little perks. PlayStation has them also. If there's certain games, you can look. There's a monthly thing. Like a game I used to play, a 3-on-3 basketball, has something usually every month. Like a pack you get stuff. Just to keep players playing. Doom is coming to Limited Run Games has decided to do a limited game system for Doom. It's a SNES cartridge. There's two different versions you can get. There's a standard version, a collector's version of Doom. It comes with like the book, instruction book, a gunmetal colored cart, 12x16 poster, and the retro box for the standard. Now, the collector edition comes with the premium endorsed foil box, instruction booklet, 12 by 16 poster, same poster, but this gunmetal colored cartridge with blood splatter all over it, a printed metal label, and then a certificate card. Limited Runs has been very, very good about making games. There's going to be only 666 of the collector edition made. So if you are into like having physical version, collector edition, Limited Runs is a spot for that, which I thought was cool. I'm not a Doom person. Neither was Ryan. But it's for the SNES. And you can play it. Also, there's going to be a Doom gun you can get. Bethesda revealed a Doom anthology for Nintendo Switch. Pre-orders are now, but if you like this Doom, it says this gun is going to be $79.99. It's a replica gun. If you're into that stuff like that, I'm not. THQ Nordic has brought a recap showcase, and I didn't really get over it last week, but I'm going to go over this week a little bit. That they're releasing games. The Eternal Life of Goldman, it's a 2D platformer from Weepy Studio. They developed a game called This is the Police. Disney's Epic Mickey Rebrushed will be out. Wreckfest 2 is a game that I played like a little bit of it, but Ryan and friend of the show, Marshall 205, played a hell out of that. Titan Quest 2, there's a lot of Titan Quest fans out there. Gothic 1 Remake. Gothic was a very, very popular game a couple years ago. Way of the Hunter. Looks like there's a DLC for the Lintoku Reserve. Tales. Then another game, a new tale from Teaser Studios. There's a Little Nightmares 1 and 2. Looks like a scary, weird game. There's in this clip here, it shows a pig with his guts cut open, kind of stitched up, running around. And then it's another game called The Futures. They call it Horsemen. Oh, it's the Darksiders. There's another little thing for Darksiders coming. The Four Horsemen will ride again. A game Ryan and both played a little bit. Ryan really played. It was Cult of the Lamb. It has a DLC coming out. It's a local co-op and a new paid DLC coming. In this DLC, you get the Pilgrim story and bonus pages for your comic, two unique follower quests, five new followers forms, two new outfits for your followers to wear, and five new decorations. It's called the Unholy Alliance. This will be out for August 12th. That'll be the date today, as you guys listen to. Today's the 11th, actually, for us, but when you listen to it, it'll be the 12th. They showed pictures of this rare Nintendo GameCube. It's called the Nintendo Dolphin. It was a prototype. It's selling on eBay for like $6,000-some. It's a pretty cool thing. Ryan was talking on the podcast saying if he had like fuck you money, this is something he would buy just to have it. The one on eBay, it has the wires of the original box that came in. It looks pretty cool. It has on the back of it, looks like a damn computer. Some VR news. The PlayStation VR actually did a discount. So they discounted the system down to $350, $400 if you get the Horizon bundle. But they saw a 37% increase in sales and 33% on the Horizon bundle sales. So that's pretty good for them to release it, drop the price down, and get some people to buy VR. We don't want VR to go anywhere. We are a big VR person. I have two VR headsets, three if you count the Samsung Gear VR, which don't ever play because the newer phones don't work with it. You have to use an older phone. Some games coming out for VR this year. Aces of Thunder is coming to PlayStation VR 2 and PC VR. A Alien Rogue Incursions coming to Quest 3, PlayStation VR 2, PC VR. Batman Arkham Shadow is coming to Quest 3. Hitman 3 VR Reloaded is coming to Quest 3. Metro Awakening Quest PS VR 2 and PC VR is coming out. A game called Skydance Behemoth is coming for Quest, PlayStation VR 2, PC VR. Ryan's favorite game, Zombie Army, is having a VR coming out for Quest, PSVR 2, PC VR. That was some of the news we went over. There was no Lego news this week. Again, sorry that this is going to be a little short podcast because I really didn't expect the recording just to stop. Don't know what happened on that. I do apologize to you guys. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials, game_Stitch. Follow me, Ho Effin Show. That'd be it for today. You guys have a good day. Good night. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.